Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Yud Beis. We are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We just did the Mishnah quoted after the Mishnah. We had the Mishnah, which yesterday said the three different opinions about when the Isurim of Chametz kick in on Erev Pesach. As we know, on a Daraisa level, it all starts at Chatzos. On a Drabanan level, we have three different days. Rabbi Meir says it's just bumped up an hour that you burn the entire sixth hour, Betchila Sheish, and the previous hour, Ochlen Kal Chamesh, meaning there's an eating, and then after you can't eat, then you burn it, and the Isur Achila and Hana'a are next to each other. Rabbi Yehuda says there is a limbo hour. What we have, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to eat Chametz the entire fourth hour, the entire fifth hour, it is Mutter Bahana'a, but it is Asur Ba'achila, and at the beginning of the sixth hour, that's when one burns it. Rabbi Yehuda basically holds like that, except that he says Truma has a different din, because Truma, we have the counter pressure of the Isser of destroying Truma, so Truma can be eaten all of the fifth hour as well, and then serve a Mitzchila Shesh. Okay, those are the different days that were quoted in the Mishnah, which by the way, the Gemara will get back to later on Yud Beis, Amud Beis. But now, first we bring a Mishnah from Masechet Sanhedrin, and we discuss it a little bit in depth before we get back to our Mishnah. And the Mishnah said, quoted a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, as we quoted yesterday. Rabbi Meir held that if two people come to court, and each of them, after having been cross-examined, Drisha v'Chakira, there seemed to be some discrepancies between the two eduyos. It depends how large of a discrepancy. If it's the difference between one day one and day two of the month, so the Eidus is Kayemes, because we assume one of them heard about the Ibur, and one of them did not hear about the Ibur. But 2 days off, three and five, then for sure Eidus and Betela. The Machlokes between them, though, was regarding hours. If they're off by 1 hour, one says the murder happened in the second hour of the day, and another one says it happened in the third hour, then their Eidus is Kayemes. It's fine, because, you know, they're only off by an hour, as we'll discuss more. And if one says three and one says fifth hour, so then they do some patela, says Rabbi Meir, that's too far. Rabbi Yehuda even allows that, except if it is five and seven, because then the sun is on different sides of the sky, and then there is no excuse that we could give them. That was the machlokas in the Mishnah, and now the Gemara is about to quote three different opinions, going into depth a little bit about the Mishnah. But even before we do that, a couple of comments on this machlokes and on the Mishnah that we ended off with yesterday. First of all, the tzlach. The tzlach sa'ara was that we were talking about Rabbi Meir Shita. Rabbi Meir says that if they're off by 1 hour, then it is okay. If they're off by 2 hours, then Edusan is batel. Asks the tzlach, why, if they're off by 1 hour, Edusa kayemes, because a lot of people make mistakes by off by an hour. Remeirs the shita in shas that holds choshishin lemiuta. So maybe we should choshish for the miut and say that maybe this is the miut of people that don't make any mistakes, and therefore you should not accept their edus, even if they're only off by 1 hour. Says the tzlach two answers, which are very important for the sugya of Rabbi Meir Choshin Lemiyuta. First, he quotes from his Talmud, Al Zeh Heshiv Talmidi Harabani Rabbi Mordechai Hanal. He says, this is what we mentioned at the end of yesterday's shir, Dehecha Deika Chazaka Bahade Ruba Gam Rabbi Meir Lo Chayesh Lemiyuta. Even Rabbi Meir would agree, even though he usually says the rove is not strong enough, if there is a chazaka along with the rove, so then the rove would be good enough and you would not have to worry about the miyut. Imkain, amrinan uki ha'edim b'cheskas kashrus, b'hadei ruba, d'tobi b'rudi yarcha, u'bezek gamar b'meilu chayish l'miyuta. Number one, says Tzlach in the name of his Talmud, I think here, you have a cheskas kashrus of every Jew, that is teaming up with the rove, and that can knock out the miyut, and that's why you trust the witnesses. Answer number one. The other answer that he suggests, Amnam Lanias Daiti, what he thinks himself, is that Remeir's only Chayesh Lemiyuta if there's a way to be Choshish for the miyut, if there's something to do with to check it out. I'm Choshish Lemiyut, and therefore, you know, I'm going to do more research. But if there's low Efshar, there's nothing to more to do, V'kan low Efshar L'shanos Edusan. Elish Efshalanulak Karosan Im Hutaus. You ask them all of the questions, as we'll talk about. So if you do all the research and you see what their mistake was, so then you don't have to be worried about the miut. Okay. What hours are we talking about here in the Mishnah? And then we'll get to the Mishnah Sanhedrin. But in our Mishnah, where we're talking about what hours of the day one eats chametz, one burns chametz. So the Ramah has 2 days here. The Ramah pashtus, as you would have expected. The Ramah says in his first day, what we're talking about here are sha'os manios. Talking about halachic hours, depending on the amount of day that will determine how long the hour is. If it's in the summer, if Pesach is a late Pesach, then the hours will be longer. If it's an early Pesach, they would be shorter. Says the Ramah, Ubishas Ubishnas Ha'ibur Shahayom Aruch Elu Ha'arba Shos Lefi Inyan Hayom Umutu Lecho Chamezat Shlish Hayom. According to the Rambam and the Pirush Mishnayos and Brachas, 99% of places where we have hours in the Gemara, it's what's called Sha'os Manios. There is a machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Gra, the Shulchan Aruch and the Magen Avraham versus the Gra. How does one calculate Sha'os Manios? Does one calculate from dawn until Tzeisak Kochavim? That's the Magen Avraham. Or does one go from sunrise to sunset? That's the Vilna Gaon. So the Minhag HaOlam in most places regarding Kriya Shema is like the Gra, and that's why the Gra usually always has a later time for Sof Zman Kriya Shema, because his day starts from sunrise to sunset. But is the Tosfos in Brachas Daf Gimel that they say is Meduyak like the Magen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch? But either way, that is a Machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that on Erev Pesach we should hold like the Magen Avraham. As part of all the chumras that were machmer for on Pesach and on Erev Pesach, the Mishnah Berurah quotes in here at Osches. It's right here in Tuf Mem Gimel. He quotes the machlokes that he quotes Ulachadchila Tova Achmer Kedei Rishona. Ulachadchila, at least in this context. I don't know if he says this always, but at least in this context, in Erev Pesach, he said we should be machmer like the first day. But either way, the first day of the Ramah is Shos Manios. Then he quotes V'yesh Omrim, he quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, who says that these hours that we are talking about are real hours, not halachic hours. Yesh Omrim ad shtei sha'os kodem chatzos, until 2 hours before chatzos. Why would you say that? Why would you say that it's actual 60-minute hours? That's what you count in terms of the Isra Achila of Chametz and the Isra Anah, and when you have to burn it. So says the Shuma Tadeshin, which the Ramah is quoting, well, the Gemara is about to compare this time period about hours. Why did they knock up the hours? Because it might be a cloudy day, and you might get confused between when you're supposed to burn the Chametz and when the Zvanim are. What, you make more mistakes in the summer than in the winter? Because the hours are longer. No, if you say the issues here are in terms of ta'uyos that people are going to make, so then it's not going to go by Shos Manios. It's going to go by real hours. That's why that's the second day of it, right in the Ramah of the Shumas Hadeshen. Shuvah yir mitoch halacha, shala olam shari lechol ad bei shos kodem chatzos. This is the Shumas Hadeshen. V'yav agav demasek grava taibad rabbi Yehuda gzeir b'shev yom ma'unan. He continues. So he says, goes through it. He says, "Hol shinu kama adam toash day shows." Goes through the Gemara, but he says because of that reason that it's based on people's behaviors. So then there is no reason to say that it will go by Shos Manios, even though by most areas in halacha we would go by Shos Manios. That's an important 2 days in the Ramah. The Minhag HaOlam is to assume like the first day in the Ramah that you go by Shos Manios, but there is that second day, and the Mishnah Berurah says b'makom shas hadchak, one can rely on that if need be. Where else do you have a discussion of possible not Shos Manios? By almost all Shos you always go by Shos Manios. So Sman Kriyashma, so Sman Tfila, by other Sha'os. There is one other context I can think of in terms of a non-Sha'os Manios, and that is waiting after having Fleishiks. Also, there's a discussion. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Peites, in Yaradeya, the halacha of Milchins and Fleishiks. Achal basar afilu shalchaya va'ov, lo yochal gvina acharav. What is that allowed to eat? Cheese. Milchiks after having fleishiks, ad she yishes sheish sha'os, until one waits 6 hours. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The afilim shal kashir, and even if you wait a shir, if you have basar ben ashinayim, you have to remove the meat, stuck between your teeth. Okay, but that is the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah then quotes, maybe you don't need 6 hours, maybe if you just wash your mouth out and say Birchas HaMazon, and wash your hands, that's good enough. That's a day in the Rishonim, in Baalei Tosfos. Maybe one should wait 1 hour. The Ramah quotes, but then the Ramah says, at the end of the paragraph, but so the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah both hold that 6 hours is the appropriate minhag. Where does 3 hours come from? That's not in the Shulchan Aruch, not for now, but that is the least based in the poskim. But the Pesach Teshuva here says, what kind of hours are we talking about? So the Pesach Teshuva quotes a machlokas haposkim, and he quotes that the Bechor Shor in Chulin quotes Cholik Olav Ehela. I'm sorry, it's the next one. Ha'ayin Ber Hetev Im Heim Shov Zmanios Va'ayin Prima Gadim Uvachach Masadim Shechskimu Ladas Akneset Gadola De'Einam Zmanios V'Chein Haminug. Right, for 6 hours we don't have Shov Zmanios. We don't say, in the winter month it's going to be shorter hours. Even though that's really the basis for that 3 hour minhag of they eat your meals closer together in the winter, because it gets darker earlier, and once that's the time for the different sudas, so that's what can be all year. Either way, this is another context where we have a possibility of non-shoos manios. We have an Erev Pesach, and we have, in terms of waiting between fleishiks and milchiks. Okay, that was just the ha'ara of the Ramah and the Mishnah Berurah and the other poskim on yesterday's Mishnah and the beginning of the Gemara. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara now. So we had a machlokas here between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in terms of the hours. If you're off by an hour, everybody says it's okay. If you're off by 2 hours, so that's the machlokas. Rabbi Meir says no good, and Rabbi Yehuda says it is good unless it is the fifth and the seventh. So now we have Abaya, two versions of Abaya and Rava. So number one, Amar Abaya, fourth wide line. Kisha Timsa Lomar Lidivre Rebbe Meir Ein Adam Toev Lo Klum. If you analyze it, Kisha Timsa Lomar, really what Rebbe Meir holds is that people don't make any mistakes. Ein Adam Toev Lo Klum. Ulidivre Rebbe Yehuda Adam Toev Chati Shah. And according to Rebbe Yehuda, people many times are off by half an hour. What does that mean? Now he's going to explain and fit it in. L'divrei Rabbi Meir, ein adam toev v'lo klum. People don't make any mistakes. Why? What do you mean they don't make any mistakes? Rabbi Meir agrees if they're an hour off, it's okay. No, they're not an hour off. Maisa kihave, when did the actual action happen? B'meifak tartiyu ma'ayel plas. It must be when the second hour was finishing and the third hour was coming in. V'hadik amar shtayim, and the aid that said it happened in the second hour, b'sof shtayim. He meant at the end of the second hour. V'had dekamer shalosh b'tchila shalosh. And the one who says the third hour meant at the beginning of the third hour. And therefore, it could be, according to Rabbi Meir, that there were no mistakes at all. And they're referring to the same moment. The one who says the second is the end, the one who says the third is the beginning, it's really the same moment. L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, just parenthetically, this is even a bigger chiddush, knowing that Rabbi Meir is always choshesh l'miyuta, we're saying now, the possibility is that this is what they could have meant, even though it's very probable that it's not what they meant. But it's possible. L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda, adam toach chatzi sha. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no, people could be off by half an hour. Maisa kihava, the action that took place, the murder that took place, Papaga de Arbahavi, was really in the middle of the fourth hour, right, 3 and a half. Vahaydekamar shalosh b'sof shalosh. And the one who says 3 means the end of the 3, meaning the beginning of the fourth. Vakatoi b'paga de shaita l'kameh. And he was off by a half an hour too early. Vahaydekamar chamesh b'tchilas chamesh. And the one that says 5 means the beginning of the fifth. Vakatoi b'paga de shaita l'achorei. And he was a half an hour late in his figuring it out. So that's Abaya number one, that really people, this halach, this machlokas in the Mishnah, Sanhedrin, can be explained as Rabbi Meir holds, really people don't make any mistakes. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that people make mistakes within half an hour. That is version number one. The Pnei Yeshua here cannot, says it's amazing. What, according to Rabbi Meir, people don't make any mistakes in time? They didn't have watches with seconds on it? So the Pnei Yeshua just asked the question. He says, "L'chora yish l'tamua heich efshar lomar kein hatu kulei alma avram avinu havei Was everybody like Avraham? She'atz tagninas gedola haisa belibo lechavin itos haragaim. Everybody was like Avraham Avinu, that he knew the exact moments when the constellations were moving. Afilu Moshe v'David lo haviyadi k'tiisa b'brachas daf gimel. Even Moshe, right? Kachatzos and Bachatzos, beginning in Maseches Brachas. What does it mean? So he says, Venera, he says, you have to say, maybe it doesn't mean it's Lavdavki exactly. It's it doesn't mean in general. It means in a very specific, limited way. No, the point is that in this context, the fact that they gave it an exact time, and they didn't say, well, I'm not exactly sure about the moment. The fact that they gave an exact time, it must be that they were exact, and they knew. Because if they weren't so exact, and they're talking about a murder, and they're being self-examined, they would have said, I'm not exactly sure, I think it was just about at that moment. That's what they would have said. The fact that they didn't, it must be that they were sure. So in that context, that's where the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Meir, Ein Adam Toev Lo Klom. He doesn't make any mistakes. But either way, that is the Pnei Yeshua Sa'ara, that this is a limited suggestion. That's Abaya number one. Abaya number two, Ikada Amri Amar Abaya, another version which makes Abaya a little less radical. And that is, Kishatimsa Lomar, when you analyze it, L'divre Rabbi Meir Adam Toev Mashu. No, Rabbi Meir says people make mistakes a little bit. They're a little off. L'divre Rabbi Yehuda Adam Toev Sha'ahu Mashu. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, people are an hour and a little bit off. So now we're going to plug it in. How does that work? L'divre Rabbi Meir Adam Toev Mashu. The same thing according to Rabbi Meir, but it's a little bit more flexible. Maisa ki havi obisof shtayim havi obitzkilas sholosh. As we said earlier, that one said two and one said four. Why is that one said two and one said three. Why is that not a problem? Because one said two means the end of the second. Three means the beginning. V'chayminayu toev Mashu. So one of them is a little bit off. The first version assumed that you could say that this is the same exact moment that they're talking about. End of the second, beginning of the third. But now we're acknowledging, it's not at the exact same moment, but it's pretty close. And one of them is off by a little bit. And L'divrei Rabbi Yehuda Adam Toev Sha'ahu Mashu. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, people are allowed to be an hour plus off. And that is why, last line, Maisa Kihavi O Besof Shalosh O Betchilas Chamesh. When somebody says three, when somebody says five, okay, you get it as close as you can. The end of the third, the beginning of the fifth, but that still means people are off by an hour plus. V'chad minayu katoi show mashahu. Okay, one of them is telling the truth, and one of them is off by a little bit. Two different ways to explain the machlokas. Again, we're going to go at length to explain this machlokas, and only then, on the top of Amad Beis, we're going to relate it to our Mishnah, and we're going to see what this has to do with us. Good. But those are the two version one and two. Azal Rav Huna Berei de Rav Yehuda. Rav Huna Berei de Rav Yehuda came in Amar L'Shmaitza Kame de Rava. He said this in front of Rava Amar, and he said, Uma ilu daikinon bahani sadi. If we really were medaktik with the Edim, dahaydik Amar Shalosh betchila Shalosh, dahaydik Amar Chamesh besof Chamesh, it could be that the suggestions that you are trying to say don't work, because what? It's a possibility that this is what they meant, but it's also a big possibility, says Rava, that it's not what they meant. And they meant much farther away than we are suggesting for them. V'havi edus mucheshes, and really they're contradicting each other. V'lo katlinon, and we shouldn't kill them. We shouldn't kill this person that is Edus is being given about. And we're going to kill the Nidon based on a possibility that maybe they're telling the truth, but maybe they're not telling the truth. Maybe they are contradicting each other. And remember, these are the crucial questions that we're asking. They're not the secondary questions, as we'll talk about more. They're the crucial questions. V'rachmana amar v'shaftu ha'eda v'itzilu ha'eda. And the Torah says, right, v'shaftu and v'itzilu, special din of v'itzilu ha'eda, that you have to try to save the nidon, right? By everyone except for mesis. A mesis, we know the Torah tells us in Sefer Dvarim, in Parshas Re'eh, there are specific mitzvos when it comes to a mesis. One of the mitzvos is not to perform vihitzilu ha'eda for a mesis. That is one of the mitzvos, one of the 613. There are six mitzvos related to a mesis. But the Torah says, the Gemara here says, how is it possible that we would trust these witnesses when there's a good chance that they are not connecting in their edus and they're contradicting each other, and therefore we shouldn't be able to put the person to death? That's the question of Rava, right? How is it possible that Abaye could give that suggestion? Oh, that this is what we assume they mean, that they're very close in their testimony. Tosfos of Mabasra notes that we really don't need a pasuk to tell me, right? Rava's question is, how could you kill them? Hitzilu Eida. Tosfos says, what? Without Hitzilu Eida, we will kill them? Tosfos says in Mabasra, Dafnunim Abayz, Misvara, we wouldn't kill them. Safik Nefashos Lahakel. Even without v'hitzilu ha'eda, right? Without pirush bekudshes, we shouldn't have said v'hitzilu v'shato v'hitzilu ha'eda ve'inira. The belav hakanami lo kali misveika. The filo b'modulo mafkida misveika. Right? So Tosfos has that ha'aron. Baba Basra, I don't know why the Gemara here quotes the pasuk of v'shato ha'eda v'hitzilu ha'eda. Even without that, we would be able to say that we wouldn't kill. Rabbi Elchanan says, no, there's a nafkamina. There's a nafkamina between just saying it misvara versus saying it because of the pasuk, and that is a nafgamina. We know, is this a din b'taras vadai or a din b'taras safik? Says Rabbi Elchanan, when we say we're not going to put somebody to death, is that because b'vadai we are not allowed to put this person to death, or is it just, you know, we don't want to kill somebody based on a doubt, so we're not going to kill them? L'may nafgamina, says Rabbi Elchanan. What about a shor haniskal in a parallel context? We know the din is kemisas habaylam kachmisas hashor. Parallel cases, a shor haniskal has parallel rules to putting a person to death. So would we put a shor haniskal to death in this type of context? If 2:8:18 says, well, the shor killed so and so in hour 3, and the other one says in hour 5. Would we kill the shor? So if it's just based on a suffing nefashos lakula, that doesn't apply to a shor. If it's based on a pasuk of the hitzilu ha'eda, a formal din vadai, that we're not allowed to put the person to death, then we would apply the principle of kichmisas abayel, kachmisas ashor. The itzra krad of hitzilu ha'eda, shu pater b'toras vadai, says Rabbi Elchanan. V'naf gamino lenin shor haniskal, d'gamke pater misafek. The kichmisas abayel, kachmisas ashor. Kimavor barambam, v'chulu. V'ilu haya hatam b'bayla mishem safik isser ritzicha lo shayach b'zeh b'shar. De'ain kan isser ritzicha. V'yadar rabba safik mitzvah daraisa l'chumra. We would put the shar to death. And the muchach to b'bayla ma'avib tur vadai. It must be that it's a din vadai based on a pasuk, and that's why you would apply k'misas ha'baylem kach misas ha'shar. That's Rabbi Elchanan Sa'arav to answer up the question from Tosfos in Baba Basra on Daf Nun. Good. Would we kill somebody based on a rove? Right, that the Gemara says here, you could assume there's a good possibility that the Edom didn't mean this. What about in general? Do we kill based on a rove? So, Tosfos in Sanhedrin points out, yes, we do kill based on a rove. And Tosfos says, we kill based on either type of rove that you want. Tosfos in the beginning of Sanhedrin, Adav Gimel, says that, as we know, there are two types of roves. The Gemara in Chulin talks about this at the beginning. Ruba de Isa Kaman and Ruba de Lesa Kaman. Ruba de Isa Kaman, a rove that's in front of us, that means a rove that is physically here. There are 10 butcher shops. 9 is kosher, 1 is not kosher. There are 10 people here. 9 are Jewish and 1 is not Jewish. All of those are Ruba de Isa Kamans. Ruba de Lesa Kamans are statistical roves. Most women in the world give birth after 9 months. Most people sell oxen for plowing. Most statisticals. Which is a stronger rove? Which is a weaker rove? That's an interesting question. The Gemara in Chulin has one approach to it. Other Achronim assume maybe not. You could look at it in both ways. The majority is right here in front of you. Or maybe a statistical rove is proven and has weight to it. Tosfos, either way, Tosfos in Sanhedrin of Gimel of Abay says, we would paskin dini nefashis go after a rove by either rove. By Aruba de Isa Kaman or Aruba de Lesa Kaman. That's what Tosfos says. There, he says, The Amar Dina Nefashis Gufaya Law Zina Basaruba Rove Baruba Dawasa Kaman, El Baruba Disa Kaman. That's not true, because you look in the Besachas and Hedrin, Mashma the Bechol Duchta Zina Basaruba Dina Nefashis, Kigon, Rove Nashim Lates Yaldin, Baruba De Inchi De Tobi Burat De Yarcha, right, Ar Gemara. But that's Tosis. Tosis says you go by it by all roves. It could be that the Rambam argues. The Achronim, the Ksos points this out, that the Rambam possibility might argue that's based on a Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia. The Rambam says in Hilchas Yisurei Bia, Perek Tezval Pasach Chafei, what happens if you find a baby? Find a baby in a city. What's the halakha of that baby? Jewish, not Jewish? You have no idea whether the baby is Jewish or not. Asufi shenimsa ba'ir sheyesh ba'gayim. If every person in the city is Jewish, okay, then you're allowed to assume he's Jewish. But what if not? What if it's a city that has non-Jews? Says the Rambam, Bein Shahaya Rov Goyim O Rov Yisrael. Doesn't matter who the Rov is. Hariz a Safik Goyle Inyan Yuchsin. He's Safik. You have to treat him like a Safik. You can't assume he's Jewish, even if it's Rov Jewish. Kidesh Isha, Tzricha Get Me Safik. If he marries a woman, you have to assume. Maybe he was Jewish and he needs a get. Misha Harago, if somebody kills him, Eino Neharagalab Bezdin. Right? Eino Neharagalav. I'm sorry. Eino Neharagalav. Because you don't assume that he is Vadai Jewish. So that's the Rambam. So what do you see here? The Rambam's going about a Ruba de Isa Kaman. Right? It's a rove in the city and you don't follow it to put somebody to death. So that's what the Shev Shmaitza points out. The Ksos of the Shev Shmaitza that maybe could be the Rambam argues in terms of Ruba de Lesa Kaman and Ruba de Isa Kaman. Sometimes the Rambam says rove for sure does work. But Lav Dafka, that it works across the board in Dina Nefashas. Let's go one other very interesting Rambam, and then we will continue. And that is, the Rambam says in Hilchas Sanhedrin, that sometimes, when do you need two witnesses, and when you could, would you, can you rely, you know what? Let's wait with this, and then we'll talk about it a little later. It's the Rambam in Perek Design of Sanhedrin. There's a better place to, Benashem, talk about it. Let's continue. So anyway, back to the Gemara. So Rava asks on the first two approaches of explaining the Machlokas, I don't think that's correct. Because why do you assume that they testified and they meant close to each other? Maybe it's the opposite. Maybe they meant far from each other. So, Ela Amar Rava, Rava says, L'divri Rebbe Meir Adam Toed, the opposite. Why does Rebbe Meir allow you day hour two and hour three? Because he is flexible. Adam Toesh Day Shows Chaser Mashahu. Rebbe Meir says people make mistakes by just under 2 hours. Ladivir Rebbe Yehuda Adam Toesh Shows Chaser Mashahu. And Rebbe Yehuda says people make mistakes even just less than 3 hours. Remember, we're talking about a time period before the age of watches. So now we explain. Ladivir Rebbe Meir Adam Toesh Day Shows Chaser Mashahu. Rebbe Meir says people make mistakes in just under 2 hours. And that's why when somebody says two and when somebody says three, that's okay. Mike, because you allow the greatest flexibility. Maisa Kihavi O Betchilas Shtayim O Besos Shalosh. This person maybe meant the beginning of the second hour. This person meant the end of the third hour. V'chad minayo katoy beishdos chaser mashu. And one of them, it could be one of them is correct, and one of them made a mistake in just less than 2 hours. That should be Meir Shita. So you allow the greatest flexibility. L'div Rebbe Yehuda adam toesh sholosh shos chaser mashu. Rebbe Yehuda says it's just under 3 hours. Maisa kihavi o betchila shos o besof chabesh. V'chad minayo katoy sholosh shos chaser mashu. And one of them made a mistake in just less than 3 hours. So, just to summarize, we have different days where the people make mistakes. A tiny mistake, a no mistakes, a tiny mistake, a half an hour plus, just under 2 hours, just under 3 hours. All the different days that we have. There is a biting story quoted here in the Margolius HaShas. If it wasn't here, we couldn't repeat it. From the Nodav Yehuda. Somebody once came to the Nodav Yehuda and was giving them a huge pilpul ba'arichlus, for 4 hours. And the Rebbe Yehuda didn't want to interrupt him, even although he didn't agree with anything he was saying, but he spoke to him for 4 hours. So, and after he finished, he says, you're not like Rebbe Meir or Rebbe Yehuda. He says, what are you talking about? What do you mean? He says, Rebbe Meir holds people can make mistakes for half an hour, or maybe 2 hours. Rebbe Yehuda says, maybe people can make mistakes for 3 hours. You made mistakes for 4 hours. Says, another Rebbe Yehuda says, you're not like Rebbe Meir, you're not like Rebbe Yehuda. Says that you're unique. Anyway, that's another Yehuda. We probably should never use that story in practice, but that's what it said. Okay, says the Mishnah Tanan. So the next Mishnah in Sanhedrin Daf Mem talks to us about the questions that are asked. Tanan, hayu both kinoso b'sheva chakiros. As we know, there were 7 very important questions that were asked to all witnesses. Be'eze shavua. In what we asked them, trying to figure out exactly when the murder, when the Chilul Shabbos, when everything happened. Be'eze shavua. In which cycle of Shemitah was it? Be'eze shana. In which year of the Shemitah cycle was it? Be'eze chodesh. In what month? Bechama b'chodesh. What day of the month? Be'eze yom. In what day of the week did it take place? Be'eze sha'a, in what hour? U'be'eze makom, in what place? Those are the 7 chakiros. 7 chakiros. U'ma bein chakiros labadikos. As we know, the Mishnah tells us what's the difference, how do you know the difference between a chakira, which is one of the basic questions, and bedikos, which are the extra questions that Beis Din asks. What's the difference? Chakiros amar echad me'eni odeya, in one of the first 7 questions, the crucial questions, if one of the edim says, I don't know, edus and betela, we throw him out. You don't know what time it was. You don't know what day it was. You don't know where it was. Then the edus falls apart, and their edus is batel. Bedikos, afilu shneim omer me'eni odeyim. If it's a bedika, what's an example of a bedika? What color was the shirt he was wearing? Even if they say, I don't know, that's okay. If they contradict, if somebody says a red shirt, somebody says a blue shirt, okay, then we'll throw them out. But if one of them says, I don't know, that's okay. Because they're not responsible for knowing every detail. What's the difference between bedikos and chakiros? V'yamrinon, and we said there, chakiros, why are chakiros so crucial? Amar echad mehen eni yodei edus and betela. If one of them says, I don't know, we throw them out. Why? Zahavila edus shi'iyat toyachol lahazima. Because one of the requirements of edus is that it has to be mazimable. Which means, Eidim have to be able to come to court and say, Imanu Hayisem. And if they can't, so then the first Eidim is not accepted. So if the first witnesses do not say the name of the place, or they don't say the exact date, so then it's not able to be Huzam, and then that's not accepted. All Eidim has to be Eidim Sha'ata Yachola Hazima. That's why Chakiros with an Eini Odea are thrown out. Bedikos, but if they are, if one of them says any odeya about the color of the shirt, that would be okay. We don't need edus for it to be mazimable. It is mazimable there, even with that any odeya. Period. Just stop there for a second. There is a major discussion in the Rishonim, including Rashi here. How much is this Xeris Akasav? How much is this based on Svara? Meaning what? The fact that edus could be huzam, that it's mazimable, is a deterrent and a security that the edim will tell the truth. If they know that other edim might come and say imanu ayisem, then they're going to make sure to tell the truth. They're not going to lie. So that's one svara of why you need edus sheyachol lahazima. What do we say? No. It's not based on a svara. It's based on gzeiras hakasav. Even if there's no issue of chashash mishaker, of worry that they're going to lie, it could be that you would still need edus sha'ata yachol lahazima. So that's a big discussion in the Rishonim. Rashi here, and Rashi elsewhere, and Rabbi Chanan and others. Nafkamina is edus sha'ata yachol, whether nafkamina could be, do you need edus sha'ata yachol lahazima only by sha'as haggadah? What about sha'as gemar din? Do you still need edus sha'ata yachol lahazima? What if somehow, in the interim, it became Einu yachol lahazima. So if you say it's just based on, we need them to tell the truth, that it should be good enough. Because as long as they gave their testimony, it was yachol lahazima. But if you say that it's based on gzeiras hakasav, you might need it throughout. It's also an interesting discussion. What about, for let's say, by Kiddush HaChodesh? The Menachas Chinuch asks, in Mitzvah Dalet, do you need edus sha'ata yachol lahazima by Kiddush HaChodesh? Right, where there's nobody involved, there's no reason that we should think that he's lying. So do you need it there where there's not dini mamonis, it's not dini nefashis? So that also might be an afkamina in terms of the approaches. Okay, either way, back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah quoted here is the difference between chakiros and bedikos. Says the Gemara, v'i, and now we're going to ask a question, v'i amritoi inish kulehai, but if we say, based on all these opinions, especially the last opinion, that sometimes people make mistakes in almost 3 hours, so chakiros de'eza shoa inami eza shieta yachal azimahi. Then all edus is I ata yachol azima da amri mitikatoin. Because let's say people come and say you were with us, the edim will say, "Oh, I'm sorry, we were off by 2.5 hours. We meant earlier, we meant later." So all edus is not yachol azima, if you allow for all these mistakes. So you know what the Gemara says? Di yahavina lahu kuli tusayu. It must be that the imanu ayisem that we accept is all inclusive. And whenever the Edom say imanu ayisem, they're including the entire time, including the 3-hour flexibility. L'Rebbe Meir, according to Rebbe Meir, yahavina lahu mitchilas shah rishona at sof chamesh. According to Rebbe Meir, who allows less than 2 hours, it's got to be in both directions. 2 hours before and 2 hours after. So you could go from the first hour of the day until the 5th hour of the day. Again, in the case of 2 and 3. So 3 really means the end of the 5th, and 2 really means the beginning of the day. U'bedinu denesev lumei karetfei. And really, we should even go back an hour into the night. Right, because he said the 2nd hour. Elobein yamama lalel yalol to'o inshi. But we don't think people are going to make mistakes between day and night. So you go to the beginning of the day and the 5th hour. Rabbi Yehuda, even more. You have to the end of the 6th hour, because people make mistakes even up until 3. So when the Edom say Yimanu Ayisim, it must be that they include the entire time period. And we should even need even earlier allowance. Elabin Yamama Lalel Yeloto in Shi. But again, people don't make mistakes between day and night because it's dark. Ubedinu Dinesa Lakame Tve. And also, according to Yehuda, we should allow even another hour later. El Shabahe Chama B'Mizrach L'Bazayin Chayma B'Mayrev. Okay. Adkan. This was all a discussion of the Mishnah brought from Sanhedrin. And only now we relate this to our Mishnah. Just one other Ha'ara. About this Mishnah that was quoted, this last Mishnah about Bedikos and Chakiros, the last Mitzvah Shir that we had, those who follow the Mitzvah Shir that we had before the summer break, and Hashem will continue at the end of the summer. The last Mitzvah that we did is Tav Samach Gimel 463, the Mitzvah of Yushev and Chakira, the Mitzvah of cross-examination. And the Sefer HaChinuch quotes this Mishnah about the 7 questions that we asked. And the Minchas Chinuch has the important principle of the first he asked it as a question. He says, you need these 7 chakiros, and if you only ask these questions, then the edus is no good. What did they do during Bayis Sheni? There was no cycle of Shemitah. Which cycle of Shemitah? They didn't have Yovlos. And especially afterwards. He says, you always have to ask these 7 questions. V'ksas kasha alai l'tsayer davar zeh. Hein emes b'bayis rishon demanu yovlim v'shemitos hayohedim yodim be'ez ha'shemitah be'yovel. But later on, where there were no yovels, they didn't know which street the cycle it was. They have to go back and try to figure out. He says, there's nobody in the world that would know that. Maybe a couple of Yechidei Skula. So nobody knows what Yovel cycle we're in. So that's a din d'oraisa to have these 7 chakiros. So Venira Lee says the Minchas Chinuch, it must be that the din d'oraisa is to ask these basic questions that are possible. To ask those questions. But if there's any time period where any of these questions are just impossible to know, it must be that on a d'oraisa level, you don't need to ask them. That's what you have to say. You can't say a question is knocked out because of just a practicality issue. V'nirali de'be'emes ein mevur batar mahina chakiros. We don't know what the chakiros are in a din d'oraisa. Rak da Torah kasva, t'tzarach edus sh'ata yachol azima. The al yidei zeh misyar im ha'edim l'shaker. Right, that's approach one that we just mentioned. The amr chazal, the sorach sheva chakira, shekulan azama tluya bahen. The af sha'amar, even if they say it happened yesterday, you have to go through all of the questions. The kol zeh b'makom v'shayich ha'sheva chakiros. That's where they're shayach. Tzrichim bezdin l'chakram v'gam azama tluya b'kulan. Aval b'makom de'eno yachol akar be'ez ha'chakiros. Die, I'll call upon him, im chokrim, b'chakir sheyocholav al-di azama, v'lokfi the Torah yoser rak im yecholim lachkar, avo be'en yecholim, einam tzrichem. Very important suggestion, but again, it's pashtus, it's emeth, that's what you have to say, of the Minchas Chinuch right here in Mitzvah Tav Samach Gimel. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now, Tanan, 3rd line, Rabbi Meir Omer, back to our Mishnah, Ochlan kol hei v'sarf in tchilas vav. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Oakland called Dalid, Vitolin called Hey Visarfim Mitchilazvav. We have the machlokas about when the Zmanim start on Erev Pesach. Machlokas Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. We're not going to bring in Rabbi Gamliel now because he was just an offshoot of Rabbi Yehuda, and we will get to his discussion in the in the later sugya. So the Gemara asks, according to each of the three versions that we had in our Gemara, our Mishnah doesn't fit in. La Abaya Ali b'Rabbi Meir to Amar Ein Adam Toev v'lo Klum. According to Abaya's Rabbi Meir, that people don't make any mistakes. So Nechel Kula Shis. What are the Rabbanan doing? What do they have to add on any hours on Erev Pesach? People don't make mistakes. Ula Hachlish Danami to Amar Adam Toev Mashuhu. And even according to the second version, that they make mistakes with a drop. Nechel Atzov Shis. So let them eat Chabetz Ali till the end of the sixth hour, right before the Issur D'Oraisa kicks in. And according to Abaya's Rabbi Yehuda, that people make half-hour mistakes, eat until the middle of the sixth hour. And according to the one who says people make mistakes an hour plus, so according to version 1 and version 2, what do you need so many hours for? According to version 3, Rava, fine. That was beautiful. You make mistakes in just less than 2 hours, just less than 3 hours. That's Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the first two versions, why do you have so many hours extra on Erev Pesach? So Amar Abaya, Abaya said, no, there's a big difference between Pesach and Eidus. Eidus misura lizrizim, chametz lakol masur. Eidus, people who come to court and know that they are going to be self-examined, so they know exactly what time it is. That's why we're allowed to give them a higher standard and assume a higher standard. Because if we're coming to court to testify about people, they have to know that. Chametz lakol maser, but chametz, all Chal Yisrael, are involved in tashbisu, are involved in getting rid of chametz. So that's why, you know, the average person on the street has less of a concept of time, and therefore you can have more flexibility when it comes to chametz, but less flexibility when it comes to eidus. Period. If you look on the Chashuk Yechemen here, he discusses in terms of Chametz Masur Lakol, he says, he has a discussion, Eidus Mesura Lizrizim, Chametz Mesura Lakol, there was a Shaila that he once had, Maisa Shahaya, that there was a woman who needed to go to the mikvah, and the only person that she found was another woman to take her to the mikvah, who was not Shomer Shabbos, but she was Shomer Taras Mishpacha. Does a woman who is going to be the mikvah lady, so to speak, does she have to be Shomer Shabbos, or is it enough as long as he's Shomer Taras Mishpacha? And you have such individuals in the world. So he quotes our Gemara, and he quotes the Rashi that says here, as I just explained it, Eidus Mesura Lizrizim. People who come give testimony know they have to be focused and zaris. So it's, maybe you could use a similar svara, he says here, Mehai Taima, if people know that they're going to be focused on and relied upon, maybe they should be ne'emot. So he goes back and forth, and at the end he says, probably they could be believed, because even here, it's not an issue of halacha. It's just an issue of knowing that all the hair goes under the water. That's basically all one needs to know in order to be a shomeris at a mikvah. And therefore, in a bidyeved situation where this is all that you need, so it could be that it could be relied upon. But they quote in this context of Eidus Mesura Lakol, and comparing it to that context. Let's continue, and then we'll make one other note. Weiter. V'Rava Ali B'Rabbi Meir, to Adam Amar Adam Toash Deshos Chaser Mashahu, and according to Rava's Rabbi Meir, third version, Rava's Rabbi Meir says people make mistakes in just less than 2 hours. Mitchilas Elo Nechol. You should go back and have the Isser Malacha, even Isser Achila, the beginning of the fifth. And here's the opposite direction. Here by the Chametz, Rabbi Meir has a less time. So the Gemara says, no, hey, Chama b'Mizrach, v'zayin Chama b'Mayrav. No, the fifth hour, the sun is in the different side of the sky. So that's why you don't have to worry about that. Ihachi b'shis nami nechal. So what about the sixth hour? Also the sun's on the other side. Amar v'adavar ava, no, shis yoma v'karnas akai. If it's so close to the middle of the day, it's hard to see which side it's on. It says it's in the corner of the Shemayim. Just says that Rashi explains because the sun is on an arc. It doesn't go directly over, you know, the middle of a person's view. So that's why, but it basically means that, you know, it's harder to tell which side the sun is on when it's so close to the middle of the day. For Rabba Ali Rabbi Yehuda, what about the other side? Da'amar Adam Toa Gimel Shoas Chaser Mashahu. Also, Rabba's Rabbi Yehuda, that people make mistakes in just less than 3 hours. Mitzchilas Dalavo Nechel. You shouldn't be able to eat at the beginning of the fourth hour already. Fourth, fifth, and sixth. So now again, Hey Chama B'Mizrach, Hashem HaChama B'Mayrav. V'kol Shagein Dalad. No, you don't have to worry about the fourth hour, because that is all the way, the sun's all the way on the eastern side. So too in the fifth, why does Rabbi Yehuda not allow you to eat in the fifth hour? Tirgama abaya aliba derava, edis basura la zrizim, chavis basura la kol masur. Same answer as he gave before. The Rava, Amar Rava says, you don't have to come on to that. Rava says a different reason. Lav hainu taimad Rabbi Yehuda, ela Rabbi Yehuda la taimei. Rabbi Yehuda is l'shitaso. Why does Rabbi Yehuda require an extra hour of Isser Achila, even though the sun is on that side and there's no confusion? Da Amar ein bir chametz el esreifa. It's because Rabbi Yehuda holds on Daf Chaf Aleph in the beginning of the second parak that chametz is about, you have to burn the chametz. Ein bir chametz el esreifa. The Yavali Rabbanan Shah Achaz Lotkot Ba'etzim, and the Rabbanan gave an hour that you weren't allowed to eat chametz to make sure that you'd be involved in getting the wood ready in order to burn the chametz. Right? That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, L'Shita. So nothing to do with being confused. It's about time given in order for you to be able to collect wood. Good. Esve Ravina Larava, one more question for today. Ravinas asked the Rava 1 minute. We have the following statement about Rabbi Yehuda Shita about Sreifa. Let's read it and then we'll have to explain it. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai, when do I say that there is a chiyuv to burn the chametz? When do I say Ein bir chametz ela b'sreifa? Shelo b'shas biuro. Aval b'shas biuro, hashbasasa b'chol davar. You only have to burn it shelo b'shas biuro. But b'shas biuro, you can destroy it however you want. What does that line mean? Machlokas Rashi and other Rishonim. Rashi here says, when does Rabbi Yehuda hold that you have to burn it? When do I say Ein bir chametz b'sreifa? That's only, the Gemara says, shelo b'shas biuro. Rashi says, that means b'tchilas sheish v'kol sheish. When mida araisa chametz is still mutter. But b'shas biuro, that means when chametz becomes asa daraisa, then just get rid of it any way you can. That's how Rashi understands the Gemara. When does he say you need Sreifa? Earlier. But once it becomes the Chavis because Asad Araisa, they just get rid of it anyway. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees Hashpas also b'chol davar. Tosfos right here, Rabbeinu Tam, and most Rishonim assume just the opposite. This line of the Gemara means just the opposite. When does Rabbi Yehuda say you need Sreifa? Shelo b'shas b'yur. What does that mean? After Sheish. Meaning after the time that everybody should have destroyed it already. Sherova olam avarin b'sheish, ketikin chachamim. B'shas b'yuro, that means earlier, so that is only Asr d'Rabbanan now, so why should you have a chiyuv to burn it? When it's Asr d'Oraisa, that's what the Torah demands. You have to burn it. You have to destroy it in a demonstrative way. But earlier, you don't have to. That's an amazing fundamental machlokas. We paskin, we know halacha l'maisa. Me'ikra din, we paskin like the Rabbanan. Hashbasasu b'chol davar. But l'chadchila, we try to go like Rabbi Yehuda. That's why we burn our chametz. But when do we burn our chametz? We burn it earlier. We burn it earlier, so who is that like? That's like Rashi. We burn it earlier, but later on, you know, hashbasasu b'chol davar. Other Rishonim say you don't have to burn it earlier. But the Mishnah Berurah quotes that even if one finds chametz, later on, let's say if one finds chametz on Pesach. So according to Rashi, you don't have to burn it. But we pass in there too, like Rav Rishonim, that lechadchila, you should try to burn it. Again, lemaisa is probably, it might be too much of a hassle to burn it. Just get rid of it as much as possible. But at least conceptually, me'ikar adin, we try to cover ourselves, according to both Rashi and Tosfos and other Rishonim, in terms of assuming when Rabbi Yehuda holds, bir chametz is with sreifa. Good. One other ha'ara relating to the mistakes in times. Rav Avadia has a suggestion. He has a tshuva at the beginning of in Yabia Omer, in Yoredeya Chelak Aleph Simen Dalet, where he discusses all the minhagim, as we started off today, with 6 hours and 3 hours. And he quotes the minhag of some of into the sixth. Into the sixth or five and a half that some hold up. So where does that come from? So there is the Rambam. When the Rambam quotes how long you have to wait, the Rambam says, Kit Sheshaos. Like 6 hours. So some say, oh, that's where it comes from. The problem is that the Shulchan Aruch leaves out the cuff. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam and the Ramah, he leaves out the cuff. And it could be the Rambam doesn't really mean it. But either way, that's one suggestion. But Rav Avadia says, well, doesn't our Gemara say, according to Rabbi Yehuda, at least according to one Tzad, and other Gemaras also say, within a half an hour of activities, that's called samuch to the activity. Right, when it comes to mincha, when it comes to other halachas, and also sometimes we make mistakes in half an hour. Half an hour, we're not so exact. They didn't have watches in those days. They have sundials. So within half an hour, you know, people can make mistakes. So maybe, says Rav Avadya, that's why 5.5 is good enough also to wait. Rabbi Forrest and other achronim say, that doesn't explain it. Fine, people make mistakes in half an hour. That's bidi eved. If we're half an hour off, you're allowed to say, okay, they meant the same time. But l'chatchila, if we know that it's 5.5, you can't rely on that. So that's a tzarech iyan, but that's his suggestion in Yabia Omer to try to explain a little bit the 5.5. Okay, let's just do the next section, and then we'll stop. Tana Rabbanan, Sha'a Rishona, this brisa is about different types of eating habits for different people. Sha'a Rishona Macha Ludim. The first hour of the day is when Ludim, type of just like a bunch of bandits that eat very early in the morning, that's when they eat. Shnia Macha Listim, that's when the robbers eat. The second hour of the day, because they got to get on the run. Shlishis Macha Yarshim. Yarshim, who don't have to go out to work, they could eat. They could roll out of bed and eat breakfast. Revias Machal Poalim, workers eat in the fourth hour. Chamishas Machal Tamidei Chachamim. Shishis Machal Kaladam, in the sixth hour. Av Yamar Rav Papa. Didn't Rav Papa says, don't we say, Revias. I'm sorry, can you go back, please? I skipped two lines. I didn't answer the question. Thank you. We asked a question before, that I go back five lines. So Gemara says, Ravina asked Rava, that according to Reb Yehuda, Sha'as Birash Pasaso B'chol Davar. And according to Rashi, that means Sha'as Biro, when you are destroying it, is Ashpasa B'chol Davar, therefore you don't have to look for wood. So according to Rashi, just wait until later. Right, even if you have to give him an hour to look for the wood, just wait, then you won't have to look for wood. It's not so dachuf. Tosfos would interpret this question as earlier has no chiyuv to burn, according to Rabbi Yehuda, so you don't have to give an hour. So based on the shitas of Rashi and Tosfos that we explained earlier, we have the question in the Gemara. So Ella Amar Rava Gezeira Mishum Yom HaMa'unan. No, it's a Gezeira because of a cloudy day. Rava says that's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda. That's why he goes back to the fourth hour, not because of people make mistakes, because people don't make mistakes. The sun's on the other side of the sky. And it's not because you need time to burn, but it's gzeir b'shem yom ma'unan. Ihach yafilu ba'arba shos na'mi lo nechol. So you shouldn't even eat earlier in the fourth. So, amra papa da'azan su de'lakoli. No, everybody eats at that time. So everybody eats at that time, they'll know it's the fourth hour, because their stomachs start growling at the same time, so everybody would realize that that's the time. It's not su de la kol. So on that, we ask the following question. Tana Rabbanan, Shah Rishona Machaludim, Shniya Machalistim, Shnishas Machal Yarshim, Revias Machal Poalim, Chamishas Machal David Chachamim, Shishas Machal Kaladam. So Vamar Papa, Revias Man su de la kol, we just said everybody eats in the fourth hour. Now you're telling me everybody eats in the sixth hour? Ela Eifach, so switch it. Revias Machal Kaladam, that's when most people eat. Chamishas Machal Poalim, so switch it. If you eat any later on an empty stomach, it's like throwing a rock into an empty jug. It is not healthy. Only if you didn't eat anything in the morning, your stomach is totally empty. But if you ate something in the morning, so then it is okay. It's not kizorek even lachemes. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Amar Avashi. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue.